Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB. CCB, a bank in this region with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, their main office in Little Valley, and their new 2023 office in Lakewood. Joining me today is Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking at CCB. Donna, thanks for coming back in to be on the air one more time.
Hello again.
This has turned out to be quite a rigorous discussion during the month of November about HSAs, health savings account. And again, for those who may have missed our previous shows, this is a special pool of money that can be contributed by an employer or an employee to be used to help defray expenses for those who have high deductible health insurance plans. And we can get into those numbers once again. Last week, we talked considerably about the value of having CCB be the place for your HSA as a consumer. As a consumer. Now let's look at the other side of that coin, if you'll allow me, and talk about HSAs at CCB from the employer's perspective. What do you want potential HSA customers to know if they're employers?
Sure. As a business owner or employer, you're tasked with deciding what types of benefits to offer to your employees. That's inclusive of healthcare plans. When you think benefits, typically one of the first things you think of would be healthcare plans or health insurance. And that may or may not include a health savings account, depending on whether a high deductible healthcare plan is offered by the employer. But in the end, it's up to the business owner or employer to decide whether to include an HSA with the benefits package. And doing so can provide a lot of benefits to both your business and your employees.
Well, the employees, I think we've talked about quite extensively in past programs about the benefits for them. What are the benefits for employers to offer a health savings account to their employees?
Sure. So from a business standpoint, there are several benefits. The first is tax savings. So all the money contributed to an HSA for your employees is not considered payroll and does not come with the associated payroll taxes. So that can reduce the overall tax burden on your company. There's also usually a federal tax deduction that can be taken by your business for offering an HSA, but we would always advise a business owner or employer to consult with a tax professional. Another benefit is since employees use their HSA to pay for their health care, it transfers the responsibility of doing so off of your business. HSAs are popular among employees and can be an added incentive for them to join your company. And they are easy to transfer. So if it's a business that is currently using another provider for their HSAs, maybe you're seeing things like fees or that it's hard to get in contact with a customer service representative, and CCB can help transfer those HSAs. So a common misconception with the businesses is that they may have to be a certain size to offer HSAs, and that's not the case. They're popular among individuals, small businesses, and larger employees. A few things I want to point out. They increase engagement and control with your employees. The employees feel like they can control and manage their money the way they want to, whether it be using an HSA for pre-qualified medical expenses or saving for retirement. They decide how and when to use it.
CCB offers this program to employers in this area, and it makes it sound like the fees are nominal or none at all?
Not at all.
None at all. For the employers and the employees both.
That's correct.
Wow. That's a really remarkable offer. And when you talk about the local response, instead of calling 1-800-FAR-AWAY or typing into a chat box someplace on a computer screen and you don't know who's answering or where, CCB offers this local service at those branches that I noticed that I mentioned right at the beginning of the program, and that's where the service will come from.
Yes, that's correct. Another thing I do want to point out before we run out of time is, aside from the savings that offering an HSA can bring to you and your company, they also help keep the employees happy. So according to a study, John Hancock, back in 2020, 64% of employees said that a financial wellness program made them want to stay with their company, and 56% said that it increased their productivity at work. So by offering an HSA, you're providing your employees with more opportunities to save for their future while also taking their health into their own hands. Offering HSAs makes you a desirable place to work and will help attract and retain top talent.
We've been talking all this month on this program, Count on CCB, about HSAs. We have one more show yet to go, and I think we can kind of wrap it all up and maybe hit some of the high spots again a week from today at this time. My guest on Count on CCB this entire month, Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking. See you next week.